Good morning and welcome to Making a Change for Good. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
Here's our assignment from yesterday. The karmic conversation holds the answer. However, the way the conversation is framed causes us to go to what is not so rather than what is so. For example, the conversation says, I don't want to do what would allow me to be fit because I don't enjoy it and I don't have time for it. This stops me from looking for ways to be fit that I would enjoy and would happily find time for. Assignment. What is the answer that is revealed to you by the karmic conversation? RL, what you see.
Oh.
All right. It's my favorite assignment of the whole retreat.
Let's find out what happened, huh?
I know. Here we go. First caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hello there. It's Sarah in Iowa City.
Hello, Sarah.
Hello. I wanted to say, yes, I agree with Ashwini there. This was just such a brilliant question. Before I get there, though, I wanted to just say how great it was to hear the conversation with Laura yesterday. I could really relate to the content, and it prompted me to put a note, make the screensaver on my phone say, what I want is wholehearted participation. So that when I pick up that phone, I just see it, because it just seems to just cut right through, you know, ego's manufactured story about what I supposedly want.
Yes, 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 exactly. Content is irrelevant, isn't it? I want wholehearted
right.
participation. That's it.
Right, and I can sense in my own heart how much of my heart is engaged in any moment, and I know when I'm up in the story, it's barely there.
If it is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because ego doesn't want the heart engaged in anything.
No, it's so and it's so palpable when I'm in myself, but I can feel it in other people, that kind of, the ambivalence,
mm-hmm.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's just
in my head.
You feel it.
In
right.
my head instead
right.
of here. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So in terms of the question or the assignment, though, so my fitness issue has been a broken toe that is been lingering. It happened in June, and I didn't get it x-rayed until August because I thought there was nothing you could do about a broken toe. I've broken them in the past. And then I finally I went in and I got it x-rayed, and they gave me this very handy little shoe that with a stiff sole, and lo and behold, my toe started to feel better. So they said, take it off. You can take it off. And after 2 weeks, and I did, and about a week later, the pain came back. So, and I had tried to resume the exercise in the meantime, and I, so the story that got started, like the fake story was, like, it had so many facets to it that were so cruel, like, it's your fault, you know, for putting off the x-ray.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, you're never going to
get... Well, it was your fault for breaking the toe, Sarah.
Oh, absolutely, because, you know, I dropped the mug on it. I mean, it is.
At the beginning. Yeah.
I know, really. Okay. For being born. Let's go away. Let's go farther
back.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Being alive.
So being alive, breaking the toe, not, you know, trying to do whatever. And the other dark side of it that I heard yesterday was, like, it's never going to get better. You're never going to be able to run again. You're never going to be able to do this. And, I mean, you would think I was having my leg amputated, you know, the way.
Yeah.
It's just poking. And so this morning I just thought, like, okay, like, it's becoming clear in other content areas as well that this is really, I mean, all the things ego says are a lie. I mean, they're not,
mm-hmm.
there's just no, you know, you can just cut it off completely. Like, we're not listening at all.
Yes, because when you said that, it's as if my leg is being amputated, then you want to go online and see the people who have had a leg amputated and gone on to be just astonishing athletes.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
You'd never think of that. No, that does, that would not occur to. No, no, that doesn't. So that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, so this morning I just said, okay, let's stop. You know, let's just stop the conversation. And then immediately, what was there was, put the shoe back on. You have to wear it for 6 weeks. Which is not the advice I had been given, but it was just like, of course, that's what it is. You know, and moreover, buy a shoe that you can use to go to yoga in. Like, it, you know, there's ways
that's
through
right.
this. Like,
that's right.
And you don't know, and I don't know what it's going to, you know, what's going to happen. All I know is I'm going to do this today.
That's right. And all you know is you're going to find ways to make it work. Whatever happens,
right.
You're going to focus on ways to make it work.
Yeah.
All right.
So,
well, thank you.
And just one last thing. I wanted to put in a request. I know you're going to think this is silly, but would you consider making like a audio tape of your, maybe just spliced together things of your impersonations of ego? And you could use it as a fundraiser. I'm serious, because there's nothing that cuts through it for me.
Let's you and me talk about this, okay?
I love this. And you can use it as a fundraiser for the bridge walk or whatever.
All right,
or for
we'll drag Ashwini in, but that's a funny idea. All right.
Please do it.
All
okay.
right, more
you.
To come. Thank you, Sarah.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Sarah.
Bye, everybody.
Well, the biggest answer in that karmic conversation that I heard was, it's your fault. And the answer is, it isn't. There's no fault in this, right?
That's right. That's right. This is not about fault or blame. This is life manifesting. This is a moment unfolding. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and that further place of, we've been looking at it through the entire family karma retreat in Bethlehem, that the process I'm in is the process I can't see, and therefore that's the process that I want to record from so I can see the process I'm in. But that's what the question is pointing to, which is, if I'm in a process of self-hate that I can't see that I'm in a process of self-hate, or that if my toe is broken, that there's some reality in which it could not be broken. That's really the answer, right? The answer is, how am I supposed to be with the toe, not how am I supposed to not have a broken toe?
Yeah. Well, that's so powerful what you just said, that the difficulty that we run into with great regularity, if not constantly, is that I'm looking through the process that is creating my reality, and I don't know I'm looking through a process.
Yeah,
that's exactly it.
That's exactly it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's taking what is so, but manipulating it in just a subtle way where I can't see it. I can't see what is so.
And so in Sarah's case, the whole thing is framed from the perspective of, you shouldn't have a broken toe.
Mm-hmm.
So then all the information that is filtered through that, this is not happening, this is wrong, this shouldn't be, it's your fault.
Yeah.
And so, wow, that's very good.
Here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hey, good morning, Sherry and Ashwini. This is Diane in Colorado.
Well, hello, Diane.
I am so missing being on retreat.
I know. We should have just stayed. The sisters would have let us. They love us.
Works for me.
Me too. What are you seeing now that you're home?
That I'd rather be on retreat. Let's see.
That
wasn't the point here, was it? The I don't want to, I don't feel like it, it's too hard karma is alive and well.
mm-hmm.
And I'm jumping ahead a little bit to our assignment for today, but what I've been looking at this whole month and what my commitment will be was I broke my back in June, and it was lovely on retreat. I didn't need to do PT because we were doing all that lovely yoga. But now that I'm home, I need to go back to doing physical therapy, which is not nearly as appealing to ego as doing yoga classes.
That lovely yoga.
Yeah, with a bunch of other practitioners yoga, twice a day that's led by somebody else. I mean, that's
not
as fun to do it by myself in the living room.
Right. Yes. Yes. Although it could be, because the fun component is you. There you in theory, it didn't happen to you, but there were, I bet, people in that retreat who did not find the highlight of their day doing yoga twice.
Sure.
So a person can be unhappy with anything, but you chose to be happy with your circumstances. And of course, that's what's available to us in practice and what you're seeing, which is, God, you're not alone in this. I don't want to. I don't feel like it. And talk about a quick way to take the happiness out of anything.
And I'm not worth it. I mean, in there is the, I mean, it's self-care. It gets us back to what we did the first month, right?
Mm-hmm.
And doing my physical therapy is taking care of myself, but there's the, that's not important enough to make sure you're doing twice a day in
that's
the physical therapy realm. And it doesn't even, like, it's a total of like 45 minutes a day, and I've got 45 minutes a day. So that whole message becomes particularly ridiculous. It's
just ego doesn't want you to, because then it can go the Sarah route, right? So you don't take care of yourself. You get re-injured, which, you know, is what that system is pretty much going for all the time. And then that's your fault. And then that's going to be the reason that your life doesn't work. And then it just opens a floodgate of negative ego messages that you're going to have to endure. Try to live your life in spite of.
Correct. And at this point, my back will be fine if I do the physical therapy. There's that.
Right.
There should be no long-term impact. If there is, it'll be because I didn't do the physical therapy.
That's
and then, of course, yes, it will be my fault.
That's right. That's right. It's such an ugly, ugly thing, isn't it? To think that for most people, our most intimate relationship is with something that is constantly campaigning for our defeat.
Yes.
It's horrifying. It's truly horrifying and so difficult really to get that's what's going on. And so a happy set of circumstances that you do have the time. Right? You do have the 45 minutes in your day. It's not like, you know, you've got those six little kids and a full-time job and a demanding partner. And you do have those 45 minutes, and you know you do, which gives you a huge advantage in recognizing, well, yeah, that's ego arguing for my defeat. That's what it really is. It's not even about the back at this point. Right, it's you're in a battle for her life, and you know it. You can see it.
Oh yeah, I can totally see it.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't make it that much easier, but at least the lines are clearly drawn.
Yeah, and as you say, this is a place where it's easier to see the ridiculousness.
Yeah.
Of what I'm being told.
Yeah, and the hatefulness.
Yeah, the whole you're not worth it.
Mm-hmm.
underlying message. You're not important enough.
Right. And I, as ego, I'm going to do everything I can to make sure that you don't fully recover, that you don't ever get your life back. That's my commitment as ego.
So, the battle's on.
The battle's on. And this is one of those places where getting somebody to that you can text with in the morning, you know, this is the time I'm going to do my PT. And then afterwards, did my PT. Yeah, just to have that support. Will self-hate come after that? You betcha. But it's there just a little bit extra support. Getting a text back from somebody saying, good job, way to go. Right? The little star on my chart, it can help us. All right.
Yes.
Let me
All
know.
Right. All right. Thank you,
Diane.
Thank you both. Go
okay.
happy.
Bye-bye. Go happy.
Thanks, Diane. The karmic answer there, I thought the answer in the karmic conversation there is, I'm not ego.
Yes.
I don't want to feel like, I don't feel like it, but I'm not ego. That's what
That's
we failed to see.
Yes. Yeah, changing that language. Ego doesn't want to. Ego doesn't feel like, and you know, ego isn't worth the effort.
No.
But the human being is.
Yes, and that's the second level of not seeing it, right? Yeah, because it's true. Our felt senses, that force is not worth anything, is not worth it. But love, the human being, life, when we appeal to that, when we appeal to authenticity, it's such a different response than when we appeal to ego.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Which is why we always go to the, you know, if this were a child you love, if this were anybody you love, you know, this is your best friend, would you say, yeah, don't do it. Yeah, don't bother. You know, it's 45 minutes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, don't do it.
Yeah, it's what would love do, not what would ego
what
do.
Would
not
love
what would
do.
I do.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, that's very good. Not what do I want to do. But what would love do? What choice would love make?
Including that place that you pointed to, Diane, which is to get support. If I can't do it by myself, and what I am intuiting is, it was so fun to do yoga with Sangha, then it would never drop in that perhaps you want to find someone to do it with, and going it alone is not your best recipe for success, or doing it with ego that doesn't want to do it is not your best recipe for success.
Gosh. I mean what we're doing is so enormous, so gigantic, right? Going up against kalpas of egocentric karmic conditioning, self-hate, in order to save a human being. It's so heroic.
Yeah. All right, here's our next caller, Sherry. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hello, can you hear me? This is Paula.
Yes, Paula, we can, loud and clear. What are you seeing?
Excellent. I am seeing so much, and my effort in the moment is to kind of condense it down. but it's been, this month has been interesting. First of all, when it was fitness, I thought, well, I won't have to do too much about that because I actually feel like I am in a really good place physically. And I eat well, I exercise, I do my yoga or PT, as somebody else mentioned. It's all good. And then it just got very clear that this is not just about physical fitness. It's about emotional and mental fitness as well, and behavioral fitness. And I tell you, Sherry, I've just been so filled with practice opportunities. And for the first time, it seems I've reached a point in practice where, at least for now, everything's for now, I am able to come at whatever challenge is on my plate and meet it with, what's the best way to say that? Wisdom, love, and compassion, with the authenticity that is truly all our true nature. So it's, I can't say enough for the gratitude and appreciation I feel for practice. And the other thing that dropped in right before
Paula, this is, might we summarize this as practice works?
Yes.
Right?
Now, when that is a good way to sum it up.
Yeah. When we do it, it works.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead. What next?
Well, I was, the other thing that had dropped in just when I put myself in the queue was that I also am seeing so clearly how beneficial it is for you to repeat yourself over and over and over again.
And
you're always saying, you know, I just keep saying the same thing. And it's because that's, at least I'm speaking for myself, that's what I need. It's what works. I need to hear it time and time and time again. And I just am here to say that what practice works fully, that's true. And what you teach, what I hear from both you and Ashwini and other folks in the Sangha as well, it really is just so enormously helpful for support. And the final thing I'll say is I also drew this week, or last week, because I just drew a new card yesterday, with wholehearted participation. I was feeling so...
It's everywhere. It's everywhere.
It is everywhere. And it came at a time when I was, you know, issues of like a very tense relationship with somebody in the family and a hurricane coming. And, you know, it's sort of like, okay, all right, here I am in this, you know, I don't know, some battles with circumstances or something. Mm-hmm. And it's like, ego's voice, karmic conditioned conversation is escape. Go to the mountains. Maybe go to the monastery. You need to be in a monastery. It, because ego's impression of a monastery is that's where you don't have to do much. And I know that is a lie altogether, but, you know, it's kind of like it's a way to, it's a place to escape. And I pulled that card, and the first thing I got was, you know, it's the answer is not to make your world small.
Be right here where you are, wholeheartedly.
Yeah, with whoever, wherever, and whatever is happening. And I, and you know, I am. I totally sense. I think, you know, life is certainly brings us all to the point that we're at. But this practice is the first practice that I have stuck with consistently for so many years, and it just keeps opening up more and more. Yeah. So I feel like this is what I want. It's when I die, I want this to be where I am.
Mm-hmm. Good, good. I love that. I love that on so many levels, Paula, because it really is true. You know, people tend to leave practice when it starts working, simply because practice working makes ego so unhappy, and we are used to trying to placate ego whatever its demands. So
yeah, and listening to it, like you say, yeah. over and over, you know, listening
yeah.
to it.
And
yeah. and I yeah. you know, that ability to say, I'm not going there. I don't
yeah.
listen to that. We're not having that conversation.
We're
That's,
not having that conversation. Yep. It's my favorite thing currently. Nope. We're not having that conversation. And to realize that that is a possibility. I'm busy being here. I don't have time for that kind of extraneous nonsense. All right. Well,
Sherry.
This is very
right.
good. Thank you so
yes,
much.
Yes, very good. Thank you so much. And
good to hear
thank
from
you all.
You.
Okay. Bye-bye for now.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Paula. Sherry, we have time for one more caller. So here we go. Next caller, you're not live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hello, this is Ladima.
Hello, Ladima.
Hi, Sherry.
What?
Hi, Ashwini.
What are you
Tonga.
Seeing?
What I'm seeing is that I haven't been allowed to really do this assignment, this whole session, do the assignment, beyond calling in and maybe looking at things. I did, I think, the first couple. And the story or the reason is I'm doing good.
Mm-hmm.
Why do I need to do the assignment?
Mm-hmm. You're fine. You're doing great.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happier
what?
Than I've been all year. Why do I need
yeah.
to do the assignment?
Why do I need to pay attention? Or as the old song, why do we need a roof on such a sunny day?
That's funny.
Mm-hmm.
I'm, you know, just saying this is brings tears.
Yeah.
So it's touching a chord, and I'm not even really sure where that's coming from.
Mm.
Maybe embarrassment that I haven't done the assignment.
Maybe connecting with the heart. Maybe
yeah.
realizing that it's easy for us to get bamboozled into abandoning ourselves. And the one that you're pointing out that's so important is when we feel good.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But the thing that I wanted to be able to look at, and that I still do want to look at, is years ago, because of the way I worked myself so hard in my job, I developed adrenal fatigue. And before that, I was a runner. And the doctor basically took running off the table. And so it's been really challenging to have an exercise routine that it's been challenging on a couple levels. And one is to find something I can do that gives me, you know, that challenges me cardiovascularly and physically, but doesn't challenge me too much
mm-hmm.
to do that. And then also just with the voices wanting to push me harder and,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, if you can't run a marathon, you know, if you have to take that dream away, then what are you going to do?
Mm-hmm.
So trying to figure out what's real in that, like, what is my, like, you know, that can back to the heart and what would be good for the human. Just like, okay, what amount of money should I be spending? Not what do I, you know, what do I convince
yep.
myself that I need, but what would be a good amount of money to spend on whatever? Yeah, it's
yes.
the same thing.
Yes.
It's that same,
it's the same process, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because what we're always trying to do is get out of that conversation with ego so we can hear the still small voice of wisdom, love, and compassion. And whether it's money
yes,
or fitness
exactly.
or whatever is going on, that's what we're trying to do. Because there's ego making its case for our failure and our unhappiness. And because we're so tuned into that conversation, we can't hear the gentle, compassionate guidance that will take care of us.
Exactly. And I even made a recording not long ago about how that is the whole point for me. The whole point mm-hmm. of all of this is not to lose weight, get in shape, blah, 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 manage my money, blah, blah, blah. It is to be in tune with the intelligence that animates.
That's it.
Period.
Yes.
Because that's where I want to live.
That's right.
It's amazing.
And let's not lose sight of the fact, Ladina, that that is what you're doing.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Because I do hear that small voice. I do hear those little prompts.
Yes.
More.
Yes. So
I'm
going to tell you this one because it just keeps occurring to me to tell you this, okay? And then you'll tell me at some point about it, okay? A while back, Ashwini was reading a book that she was telling me about, and it was where this person picked a route in their city and then walked that route with all of these different people. So with an architect and with a gardener and with a city planner and with a bird watcher, okay? And
it was
learning to see, to be present to and see through all these different lenses. And and so it occurs to me to suggest that to you as a way of simply getting out of the conversation and into your body for a period of time that gives you an opportunity to listen to that voice of guidance to assist you to take care of yourself in ways that don't compromise your adrenals, that don't make you anxious, that just calms and soothes the body and the nervous system and opens you to what is the next.
Right. That's
so
a great
pick
suggestion.
Your route, right? And you're there.
Okay.
Pay attention and be aware of everything that there is, your body, and then just moving out from that into the widest place that you can get and the most detailed things that you can notice and see and just being with you.
Right.
You'll let me know, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, probably by the next time we talk, there'll be something else. So, I don't know that I can promise I'll let you know, actually.
Well, make the promise and then you'll keep it.
Okay. I might have to send you an email or something else, some other way
go.
Of telling you.
Okay. There you go. Lots of ways
to communicate.
All right,
I've got it recorded.
All right. Very good.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you, Ladina.
Thanks, Ladina. And that was the modeling of the process, right, Sherry? If we can look at how we can make it work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Because there is a way. There is a way to resolve it all.
Yes.
Resolve it all.
There is.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. And that brings us to the end of the show. So our assignment for today, what we realize is that the suffering in any content area is caused by the karma, not the content. However, we're conditioned to frame it around the content. Your assignment, choose a behavior change that addresses the karmic bamboozle, not the content issue. Make sure you choose something that is within the focus for the month and can be practiced for a week. For example, do a two-handed recording daily with a person who wants to live in a fit and healthy body. Make a commitment poster that states your behavior change. Make a recording that, one, refutes the self-hating messages, and two, replaces the conditioned conversation with what you choose instead.
So fun. Mm-hmm. Make a little book from all of these at the end of the year, huh?
Mm-hmm.
A book of our posters. Yeah. Or a peace flag of the posters.
Oh, that's very fun. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah,
and your key insights from each focus. I think it was Phil who was saying that it's an evolving and cumulative set of behavior changes. It's not that you drop one behavior change because you move to a different focus.
Right. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, Ashwini, and thank you, everybody.
Yeah. So happy.
All right.